Today I have with me Commissioner Casey Hopes, who's been Carbon County Commissioner for the last 4 years and is starting his second term. Thank you, Casey, for being with us on Castle Country Focus.
Thanks for inviting me. I think this will be a good forum to talk about some of the issues that we have in our community.
Well, and specifically, I'd like to talk about the landfill fees and everything that's behind that and going into that.
I guess one thing that we're trying to get out there is the reason why we are looking at landfill fees and what it will mean for the community. I guess there's some clarification. We're a C&D, so we're only permitted for construction and demolition waste. So your municipal waste, your household garbage, when you take it out there, it's actually put in bins and take it to ECDC. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the construction waste. And also your tree limbs and grass clippings, and those things are permitted to go out there. It's regulated by what was permitted when the landfill opened. That is the waste that we're talking about, is the construction waste. And what we're proposing is that the users of the landfill pay the cost to operate the landfill. Currently, the landfill runs about just under $400,000 to operate. The employees, the machines, the fuel, all of that totals about just under $400,000. So we've looked at the tonnage coming in, the average tonnage, excluding some of the major big projects that we've had from the big teardowns and different things, and our average, we then plugged in two dollar amounts for the users, and that's kind of where we came up with $5 a load for residential for a pickup, and then $20 a ton for commercial use. And so we're asking that those who use the landfill then pay those fees to then operate it. As you and I discussed earlier, those that never go out to the landfill currently they're subsidizing the landfill for everybody else that does use the landfill.
So if I'm just, you know, residential user and city sanitation comes up and picks up my garbage every week, then I'm not using the landfill, then I'm not, by this structure, I'm not paying for it, right?
Correct. So if you never take a load of tree limbs or grass clippings out to the landfill, or you're not remodeling and have a bunch of construction debris, you will never pay for that landfill. But currently, in the current system, everybody's paying a portion of that, but only a handful. And I don't know the numbers of how many people are using it, but currently only those that use it are receiving the benefit of the landfill.
And it's costing the county roughly about $400,000 a year to maintain it and to take care of the landfill. And if I only take a pickup load out with grass or limbs or whatever, that's only $5 for me, right?
Correct. And if you're a commercial user, and this is something I want to clarify, if you're a commercial user, you'll pay the $20 a ton. But if you're in your commercial vehicle, a pickup, we're excluding semis and things like that. If you're in your pickup, because a lot of our business owners drive their company trucks as their personal vehicles as well. If you take out a load of grass clippings and you say it's from your resident, we're going to take you on your word, and that'll be $5 rather than $20 a ton. However, if it's for commercial use, if you're charging your customer to do a service, whatever it is, then it will be charged at the $20 a ton.
Are things recycled out there? Does that enter into it at all?
The only thing that we currently recycle are metals. So I guess that's another clarification that we need to put out. If you're dropping off metal, just metal, it will be free. It just goes into a pile, then we have a contract with a salvage company. They come pick up all the metal and take it away. And so that is not a burden to the county to have the metal come out there. So you can still drop off any of your metals to the metal pile.
Any kind of metal, whether it's steel or aluminum or stuff like that?
Yes, all of it can be recycled. So that is what that contract says. They will take all the salvageable metal and recycle it. We also accept clean dirt. So if you have a bunch of clean dirt, we'll take that for free as well. That's also a benefit. We use that as daily cover to put over stuff so it doesn't blow around, and also to cap the top of the pile. So we are accepting metal and dirt free of charge. It's just the actual construction waste that we're charging for.
What? How do you define clean dirt?
If there's no contaminants in it, it doesn't matter if it has rocks in it, dirt that doesn't have a lot of vegetation in it, and no contaminants. If it has contaminants, one, we can't take it. Like if it's got a whole bunch of oil or something in it, we're not permitted for that kind of waste. That needs to go out to ECDC. But if it's just, if you've dug a trench in your backyard to keep the water from going into your backyard or whatever, for whatever reason, you might have some dirt, and we'll accept that. We put it in a different pile, and then we pick it up and put it on top of the pile as we need it.
So if a contractor is digging up a new basement, and there's excess dirt there, could the contractor then take that dirt out and there wouldn't be any charge for that?
Most definitely. That's free of charge. There is a benefit. A lot of times contractors have people that are asking for dirt, so they typically find the shortest haul they can to put that dirt. But if they need a place to take it, we'll certainly accept free dirt or the dirt for free. The only things that we can accept or cannot accept is dirt with a whole lot of concrete in it. Sometimes we can do, depending on the asphalt, sometimes we can take some of the asphalt and use that as a daily cover. If it's mixed in with the dirt, a little bit of it doesn't hurt. But typically that would be not considered clean dirt if it has a lot of asphalt in it.
So there'd be a charge for that kind of thing, or taking up old sidewalk or driveway or something like that. That's the kind of thing that you'd be charging for.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Well, and then the whole idea behind this is to have the users who are actually using it pay for the cost of maintaining that landfill, and that's going to shift roughly $400,000 to the rest of us, and that could help the overall budget situation a little bit.
Correct. Yeah, it is a way to offset some of our revenue issues that we're having at the county, and have those that are, and that's the model we're looking at, is having those, if it's outside of what we should offer, having those that want those services to pay for those services.
Well, Commissioner, this is sounds to me like a common sense way of solving some problems for the county. It sounds fair, and thank you for taking the time to visit with us on Castle Country Focus.
Thanks, DeLynn. This was great.